It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. A decade ago, when Hurricane Sandy battered New York City, Rockaway Beach's beloved boardwalk was destroyed. It was reconstructed and has been open for 6 years now. WNYC's Gwen Hogan tells us how the new boardwalk has been embraced by the community and the city, but also stands as a bittersweet reminder of the storm.
It's one of those last warm summer nights, and the Rockaway Boardwalk is alive. Music, cyclists, rollerbladers, dance parties. In between frenzied pockets of activity, long stretches of quiet. Just the sounds of the ocean breeze and the waves lapping at the shore.
The boardwalk is like a sanctuary for us.
Naomi Timinski is pushing a stroller with her newborn inside.
We love this. The fresh air, the fact that we're just steps away from all this open air. I never want to leave this place. Never.
Riding by on her bicycle, Ursula Mazurkovich says she comes here from her home in Astoria, Queens, almost every weekend.
This is the best bike ride in New York that I've known of. Nothing beats the ocean. Nothing.
It's hard to imagine a time when the boardwalk didn't define this stretch of coastline. It was first built in the 1920s, and it's one of the longest boardwalks in the country. But Jonathan Gasco, the district manager of the local community board, says they learned something new about the boardwalk when Sandy hit. It wasn't fastened to the concrete pilings it was resting on.
You had the ocean meet the bay for probably the first time in over a century, and it just literally lifted the boardwalk up off its pilings, and it floated away.
Some sections disappeared into the ocean forever. Others rammed into houses and down into the flooded streets of the peninsula.
We saw sections of boardwalk on top of houses. It was like Godzilla came through the community. It was insane.
Now, it wasn't ever a question that the boardwalk would be rebuilt. Everyone wanted that. But how to rebuild soon became the subject of fierce debate.
We wanted them to come back with wood, because that's what a boardwalk is. And the city was like, look, you know, the best way to do it is concrete.
The kind of tropical hardwood used to make boardwalks is hard to come by and difficult to maintain. Former Mayor Michael Bloomberg was not budging.
And the way they really sold it to the community was that not only you don't have to worry about maintenance, was that it can be a barrier.
On a recent afternoon, fresh arepas are sizzling on the grill at the restaurant Caracas, one of the boardwalk concessions.
All right, so I got one gato, one chicken empanada.
Maribel Araujo opened her restaurant 2 summers before Sandy. That second fall, her entire business was destroyed.
I get goosebumps thinking about it.
She reopened that next summer, but her restaurant wasn't connected to the rest of the boardwalk for another 3 years. When the full boardwalk finally reopened in 2016, it felt like a homecoming.
The boardwalk is a lifeline for Rockaway. I feel like the boardwalk is that common thread.
She even thinks of Sandy now as a blessing in disguise.
I want to believe that what they have done has been positive, and it's protecting us.
But is it really?
You know, this is not a seawall.
Bridget Klepinski is a community organizer with the Rockaway Beach Civic Association.
We have these beautiful new groins, and they're going to be building a reinforced dune, but we already know that if the ocean gets close to the boardwalk again, the boulevard, which is a lower part of the peninsula, is already going to be under, you know, several feet of water.
Longer-term fixes like a series of coastal barriers along the shorefront or storm surge gates to protect the back bay, those are all still years away. The boardwalk won't wash away the next time a storm like Sandy hits, but the flooding in some areas could be just as bad.
But look, I personally think there's also a naivete to think that that level of storm can't or won't happen again.
Klepinski says she's grown to love the new boardwalk, but to her, it's a constant reminder of that painful time.
Homes, loss of life, a lot of damage. So, you know, it will always be a little bit bittersweet.
So how did you guys end up coming out here? What brought you out?
Friends Alex Vasquez and Danny Sosa are cruising the boardwalk on bikes from end to end.
It was a great day today. Summer's ending. So we said, you know what? We can ride our bikes over here.
Like most of us, they're not thinking about the next storm.
We roll back and smooth. It's awesome. Coney Island needs to do this.
Yeah.
Okay? They need a new boardwalk.
It's easy to live in the moment. when it's a summer night on the Rockaway Boardwalk. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.